Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 99, How Do We Handle Bad Feedback, Part 1. So in some discussions about building a culture of transparency, where we welcome feedback, one reoccurring theme or challenge I've experienced in these discussions with coaches is that of bad feedback. The question I get is, how do we handle it when we get bad feedback, whether it be from players, assistants, parents, or administrators? Well, there's two different types of bad feedback as far as I'm concerned. And the first, which I'm going to discuss today, the first is where the feedback or the criticism is wrong, right? It's false. It's not true. And if, well, just to give you a few examples, one would be where a player could tell me that he believes I don't like him and I've got my favorites on the team and that's why I don't play him in the games. A parent, you know, who knows nothing about soccer could tell me I should just run a different tactical formation because they heard that the English World Cup team ran it, right? An assistant could tell me I'm not tough enough and I need to start yelling at the players more and make them run sprints after every turnover. All of this criticism and all this, you know, feedback, after listening to it, I could come to the conclusion that it's false. I know in my heart, I really like the player, but he's our least talented player. I could know that our team makeup would make it highly impractical to play this certain formation the parent's suggesting. And my beliefs about coaching and transformational coaching could disagree with the suggestion that I should yell at my players and make them run after mistakes. So how do we respond to this type of feedback? Well, I think we should ask, why is it that they feel or think this way? So for the instance, the player, why did the player believe I didn't like him? I need to step back and ask questions to understand why they felt this way and then try my best to address their feelings. By being willing to have the simple conversation, I may help to improve my relationship with the player. When a parent makes a tactical suggestion in that instance, I could just ignore it, or I could ask them why they think it would be a good tactical move. I then could take the time to explain and educate them on why we play the tactical formation we do. Now, they could still disagree, or we may actually help them to understand more about the game, all the while turning them into an advocate for our style of play when it comes to their conversations with other parents or even their child. When an assistant makes this type of suggestion in coaching about punishment and being tougher and yelling, we could brush them off, we could ignore it, or we could just take the time to ask them why they felt that would be the best way and the best response as a coach. We could ask them questions about if they've ever considered a different way and how their way might make the players feel. And then we could attempt to educate them on why we believe we should coach a certain way. The main point here is that when people give us feedback or criticism or they make suggestions and they're wrong, all right, they disagree with our beliefs of what we know, start with a question. Ask for further clarification. Show that you actually desire to understand their opinion. And then take the time to explain your perspective or philosophy. Now, next episode, I'm going to be discussing how we can handle the other type of bad feedback. The feedback and criticism that's poorly delivered. The feedback and the criticism that's disrespectful or hurtful in the tone, the timing, or the place. That's it for Culture Builders number 99. I'm excited to come back next week with Culture Builders number 100.